Got a wonderful mom? Head to Wondrous Things. Apparel, jewelry, handbags, and unique gourmet and home items are waiting at Wondrous Things.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:45 at 100.7 WHUD, and we are so happy to welcome Common to the show. Good morning, Common. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are terrific, and we love your enthusiasm. The first thing he said was, "Hi, Mike and Casey."
Yeah, man. I'm excited and grateful to be, doing what I'm doing. And I don't know. I love the morning times, to be honest. I like morning.
Yeah, we do too. It's not often we have an Oscar, Golden Globe, Emmy, and Grammy-winning New York Times bestseller with us. So, Common, welcome to the Mike and Casey Show. Tell us about the new book.
Yeah, well, the new book is entitled "Let Love Have the Last Word," and it's somewhat of a memoir with me telling these different stories about how I learned about love. I'm talking about love in relationships. In romantic relationships, but I'm also talking about love when it comes to love for God and love for other people and striving to love people who are different from you. I really wrote the book because, during these times, it's a lot going on. A lot of people feel weight, and I felt like that really love is the thing that conquers all those things. Like, the way we look at things and applying that is why I wanted to write this book, and that's what the book is about.
And you've got a big event this Monday in New York City. Tell everybody where you're going to be.
Yeah, I have an event on Monday, May 6th at Riverside Church. It's a presentation of the book, so I'll be doing something that's in the vein of theater / a Q&A. It's a whole presentation. I perform, and I read the book. Everything is revolving around the book, but it's really an extravaganza. And it's at Riverside Church on May 6th, beginning at 7:30, and it's free.
That sounds great. Are you going to be doing a lot of this kind of interpretive expression?
Yes, I love it, Casey. Yes, I love it. I love it, Casey. That's exactly what it is, interpretive expression. I will. We have events at the Kennedy Center on May 13th, and we have events around the country where I'm an artist, so I not only will I present music, I'm also an actor. So I want to present a new experience for people who just like art, who people enjoy music, enjoy theater, enjoy, like, just feeling good. That's really the ultimate goal is I want people to leave there and feel inspired and feel like the world, they can be better and the world can be better.
We're talking with Common. Even people that aren't familiar with your music, they know you from the TV commercials where you're alone on stage. You have such a commanding presence on camera and, I'm sure, in person.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I must say, like, I get stopped at airports, and some people know me from TV shows or films. Some people know me from music. But I will say, it's a lot of people saying, that's that guy from the commercial, the Microsoft commercial. and it's a funny thing. I really love being on stage, and it's something I grew up, like, wanting to do. I grew up loving artists like Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye, and even athletes like Magic Johnson that just had, like, charisma and something to them. So I really just, not only studied them, but just wanted to be like artists like that. So when I get on stage, I feel at home, I feel blessed. I want to give the people something great. So I'm glad that translated in the commercial.
And are you just as comfortable sitting down to write, or does that give you a little anxiety?
No, actually, writing is a freedom in writing. It's a release. It's therapeutic. It's the time that I get to actually examine myself. One thing I talk about in the book is, like, me writing some things I don't say to people, or things that I don't even express, I say in song, or now I write in book. So I think, it's really been a therapeutic thing.
All right. Well, we got to get you a Tony Award, because you got everything else. You got to get that EGOT.
Yes. I mean, that would be a blessing. I love theater, and so I really want to do Broadway. And, man, let's speak it into existence. But I'll say this, when I get the opportunity to do Broadway, I'm going to do it because I love acting. If the Tony comes, I will be super grateful. My man John Legend got his already, so that was amazing.
Right. And when the Tony comes, your first call has to be to the Mike and Casey show because we want to celebrate with you.
I will be, y'all will be my first call, and I will be just as excited as I was this morning. I would be just as chipper, as you would say.
Common, all the best. Look forward to your big event in New York City Monday evening at 7:30, and all the best to you in your fabulous career.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Common with Mike and Casey at WHUD.
Awesome.
Yeah, he really was. He's awesome presentation in person and on TV and in the movies and everywhere he goes.